in the courtyard fountain. Please remember to use the latrines outside. No pissing indoors. The monks and nuns were strict about cleanliness. Last night, Gwenda's three-legged dog, Hop, had been banished. Godwin opened the big wooden door. The night air bit sharply as they began to shuffle out. Philemon had done the stealing until now. Philemon had been small and unobtrusive, but in the last year he had grown several inches and become clumsy. Pa had announced that henceforth serious thieving was Gwenda's job. That was why she had lain awake for so much of the night. They passed through the door and saw two lines of shivering nuns holding burning torches to light the pathway from the hospital to the great west door of Kingsbridge Cathedral. Gwenda could see townspeople coming from the opposite direction, hundreds of them. The crowd inched through the vestibule. The restless light of the torches fell on the sculpted figures around the walls, demons and monsters. A fox-like monster dragged a woman by her hair. An eagle with hands speared a naked man. Above these scenes, the saints stood in a row under sheltering canopies. Over them, the apostles sat on thrones. Then, in the arch over the main door, St. Peter with his key and St. Paul with a scroll